Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Bright. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Shave. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Rudolph. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Don Rudolph. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cott. Pearsall moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Pearsall moves to third. Two outs. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Green moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Green moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins juggles the ball. That's an error on Rollins. Johnny Shave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shave hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Locke moves to second. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Locke moves to third. Shave moves to second. Don Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is hit by the pitch. Locke scores. Shave moves to third. Brinkman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Senators. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall bunts towards the mound. Cott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shave scores. Brinkman moves to third. Rudolph moves to second. It's 2-0, Senators. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brinkman scores. Rudolph moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. It's 3-0, Senators. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shave scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-1 in the game. Bright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Shave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shave is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shave hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rudolph strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhaals hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green takes first base on ball 4. Cott moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Senators. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Senators. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-2 in the game. Locke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Georges Miranda now pitching. Johnny Shave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shave is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shave hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Allison is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 2 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brinkman for the out. Two outs. Don Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rudolph strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Georges Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Locke strikes out. One out. Johnny Shave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shave is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shave hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Shave reaches second base with a double. Bright moves to third. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 3 in the game. Schmidt is walked intentionally. Jim King pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it and throws to home to get Bright. Shave moves to third. Schmidt moves to second. Two outs. Don Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rudolph strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Hamlin now playing shortstop. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Allison is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 3 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field. Allison picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Allison. Pearsall moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Pearsall scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Senators. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Bright is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miranda fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 0 for 3 in the game. Ver Alse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Banks pinch hits for George's Miranda. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.